Duncan ain't just Get Prepared. This is your career engineer, and we hope that you enjoy this audio from TCENow.com. Hey, don't get anxious. Get prepared. Your career engineer right here. And today, powered by TCENow.com, we are going to be talking about 5 TCE tips to land a job you love. All right. So we're going to go through the 5 tips. I'm going to give some feedback on them and just some more information to help you love Monday mornings again. And as shared, this broadcast is made possible by TCENow.com. Do visit our website for tips, tricks, tools to help you land the job you love and to do what you want on Monday mornings with success in your career, life, or business. I also want to make sure you check out our book, A Mind to Work. You can buy that at order.tcenow.com. It's available on Amazon, or you can, of course, find us at our website and order it directly from me, where I will mail you a signed copy and a free gift, right? And also, if you have any questions about what I'm going to share today, these 5 tips for landing a job you'll love, email me at info@tcenow.com. I'd love to be able to answer your question or select your question for use in the future TCE broadcast. So let's get down to business and talk about this topic. Very important. One of the first things that I believe is very important to land the job you love is to first fall in love with yourself. And what I mean by that is before swiping right on any job posting or left, depending on what device you're using, we need to take a deep dive into our own hearts. Who are we? What's our values? What's our skills, our passion? What ignites our soul? We really need to know those things before we select someone to date in the career world, meaning the job you want to land, not dating your coworkers. Other questions such as what kind of work environment makes you thrive and fuels your energy? Once we understand our inner career moves, those desires, those needs we have, that can really have a positive impact on our outer career results and helping us to find a job we love that truly resonates with our soul and our being. So the first step to finding that right career job, that mate in the career space in terms of the job that you love, is you've got to first know yourself. So please take some time to fall in love with yourself. A second tip for you is don't settle for any blind dates when it comes to your next job or career or even self-employment opportunity. We want to ditch the copy and paste, zero originality, this whole do what everybody else does and it'll work for you and all that. We need to leave the generics alone and get some originality in our game plan, right? That's what's important. So don't settle for the blind date. Instead, research each company with the curiosity that you had at your first date. I mean, you know, when you were getting ready to date someone in the traditional sense of the word, right? Didn't you do a little bit of something? Ask your friends how you know them. What does he or she do? You know, the object of your affection, you know, what is, you got to get some background. I mean, if you do meet someone blind, I mean, there could be a chance for success, but why go through all that? It's important to research. So in terms of finding that job you love, you've got to research the company. The same way you asked questions about your mission, your values, do the same thing for the company. What's their mission? Their values. What can you see yourself aligning with the things they align with, right? And you want to, you know, tailor your initial contact even from the beginning of maybe low tech, the phone, the email, to your Zoom interviews and all that stuff. But to be more specific, let that company know you're really interested in them. That's a little different than just being blind on a date. So number 2, don't settle for blind dates. You need to do your research. And I believe in a push-up, go bold, not blind. So we got to do our research. Number 3, we need to focus on the spark, not just the money. And I do understand that financial stability is very important to all of us. Okay. We've got to eat, right? And we got to have a place to sleep, but don't let it overshadow your power, your passion, and your purpose, because that's very important too. So as you're looking for that career or the job that you love, look for roles that offer amazing opportunities for growth, Maintainability. I mean, what's great to have in a job that you can't maintain? So look for maintainability, flexibility. We all need flexibility in our work. Great learning opportunities. That's important. Forever learners is what we are now. And meaningful contribution, right? We find success and satisfaction when we feel that we're really contributing and making a difference. So like I said, the spark can also, when you find the spark first and not just the money only, right? When you have some joy in your job, it can really lead to long-term financial security just by virtue of your exposure. When you love what you do, you tend to do it very well. And people, those who can make decisions can recognize that. You have increased engagement, increased empowerment. And again, when you produce more, you know, here comes the money. So joy in the job is just as important as those dollars. So don't forget that. Number four, I believe that we should network like we are flirting. And again, let me give this statement. I am not talking about flirting with your coworkers or dating your bosses. We're using them, you know, metaphorically. Since we're in the month of love, we want to also love our job, and every month really should be the month of love. So when I say network like you're flirting, remember, when folks, you know, when I talk about networking, most people cringe at the idea of meeting people or talking to folk you don't know. But you want to build connections. You've got to build connections, and building connections in our world, the TCE world, we call it relationships versus relationship. Real. You want to be real with people. And it's beyond just collecting, you know, business cards. So networking like you're flirting, you know, if there was an object of your affection to someone that really met all your checklists, I mean, wouldn't you smile more? Wouldn't you have a twinkle in your eye? Wouldn't you be excited to talk to them? So that's what I mean in the networking circles. You should be in places, industry events, or opportunities to connect with diverse people. And you can decide the layers of your diversity, whether it's culture, color, gender, I mean, environmental impacts, age, you know? So if you're only in one circle all the time, you're never going to have other folks that you'll meet to find out about opportunities or access to folks that you want to get in front of. So you've got to change your where you're meeting as well. Online too. Don't just join all kinds of groups because I'm networking in a group that's 10,000 people. Is it purposeful? Does it line up with your mission, your value? Are you able to contribute to that group? So it's more than just being a part of all kinds of things. It needs to be really relationship focused and I believe purpose focused. Next, as we're networking, like we're flirting, remember striking up a professional relationship focused, saying those words with emphasis here, conversations with people that you admire or professionals that you admire. That's what networking is all about. I mean, maybe you're somewhere and someone is saying who they are, what they have, what they want. You've said your piece and you sense some synergy energy there. That's when you strike up a really great conversation about, hey, maybe we can have a cup of coffee. Tell me a little bit more about what you shared. What are you looking for? What can I help you with? But in the spirit of flirting with that energy, twinkle in your eye, you know, you're excited to share your gifts and talents. That's what I'm talking about. You got to learn to network. When we do networking the right way, I'm telling you, it opens up a whole lot of opportunities for you. And then you'll have to follow up on them. But that's a whole nother presentation, right? Fifth, and last but not least, for real, trust your gut, not just the algorithm. I know we are so pro everything, AI and the latest tech job boards and the new ways of doing the search for a job that you love. But on that same focus, you know, your gut is powerful. So if you see things that just look strange, the job posting or the company itself looks odd or off, or you're hearing that, you know, content is written in such a way, it's just too good to be true about the job or the company. Listen to that inner voice. It might steer you in the right direction to avoid a whole lot of drama or to get hired somewhere that you get in there and the next thing in your mind is, I got to get up out of here, right? And we don't want to have that type of that type of experience. So trust your gut. Like I said, the job boards and the new way of doing things are helpful tools, but sometimes your inner voice can really, you know, follow that gut. However, on the flip side of this, I'm going to say that some of us sometimes, you know, we do trust our gut and it's all good, but we're closed. We're not open or flexible to other opportunities. We know sometimes in love, even the traditional way of saying the word, the best career love stories, right, have often been found by unexpected encounters, places you just never thought you'd ever go. And you may have met someone or something. Same thing with the job. There could be an opportunity in some places never been on your radar because you never go outside of your norm. So keep your eyes open. Sometimes that situation can happen too. And that's why it's very important to have diverse places to network. So remember, if you only use a hammer and that's all you ever use, the whole world just looks like a nail. You're banging away when you really don't have to. All right. So that's what's important. So a quick recash for you, a rehash, or say it again. The 5 tips to finding the job you love, put these into practice. Let me know how it goes. Fall in love with yourself. Number two, don't settle for a blind date. Do your research, of course. Focus on the spark, not just the money. Look for some joy in your career love choice. Network like you're flirting, meaning like have that energy that, you know, be excited to kind of share your essence with others and listen for their essence back in terms of career and job opportunities. Trust your gut, not just the algorithm. Very, very important thing that as much as we have this great tech, ain't nothing like your inner voice. So I look forward to seeing you all next month, and I want to make sure you have a fantastic week. Again, let me just say, if you have any questions or comment, want to learn more about us, do click our website, tcenow.com. We have lots of things there to help you to love Monday mornings and to exceed our motto of don't get anxious, get prepared in your career life of business. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you again soon. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to this TCE audio. Make sure you find us at tcenow.com. Don't get anxious. Get prepared.